If you got your Bibles, I want you to open them with me to Jeremiah chapter 1. Oh, no, not again. Yes, Jeremiah chapter 1. Yes, sir, 3 weeks in a row. Come on, somebody. Everybody say Jeremiah chapter 1. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hey, I want to say this before we get going. I know a lot of you come in after we take up our offering. There is a box right there, guys. If you missed our offering at the beginning of service, on your way out or on your way in, go ahead and just drop your gifts off right there. Jeremiah chapter 1. Say amen when you get there.
Amen.
Man, y'all look good this morning. Y'all, well, thank you. You guys look great this morning. So don't it feel good? Don't it feel good to worship Jesus together? You remember what I said last week, an appointed place, an appointed people, at an appointed time. Boy, God can, your life can change in a moment. You hear me? Amen. Your life can change in a moment. Jeremiah chapter 1. You know, we've been reading these verses the last couple weeks. We've been talking a lot about our calling. I mean, I've been here through these last few weeks. We've been talking about our calling. We've been talking about our kingdom assignment. We've been talking about the purpose and the plan that God has for us. And how do we know what that is? Everybody say, how do we know? Right? So that's what we've been spending the last few weeks talking on. Jeremiah chapter 1. Many people don't know about the prophet Jeremiah or the book of Jeremiah. Jeremiah was not a bullfrog. And he was not a friend of mine. Some of you youngins, look, y'all over here laughing. Y'all ain't got no idea what I'm talking about. It's okay. But that's okay, ain't it? They ain't got no idea what we're talking about. Like, Jeremiah was a bullfrog. What does that mean? Like, come on, keep moving, Pastor. Keep moving. Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 4. Then the word of the Lord came to me saying, can I tell you right now, God wants to talk to you? We have been reading these scriptures. This is the third week in a row with this particular set of verses that we've been reading. And I want this in your spirit this morning. Amen. I want this in your spirit because God is still talking to you. Do you understand that? God wants to talk to you. God wants to instruct you. God has a voice. He's the one who thought of a voice. He's the one who thought of a mouth. He's the one who thought of your vocal cords. Say amen, church. He is still talking to you. He still wants to talk to you. Verse 4, then the word of the Lord came to me saying, before I formed you in the womb, I knew you. Before you were born, he said, I sanctified you. Before you were formed, he said, I knew you. I seen you. You were seen. Do you understand that there are people who have never seen me, but that does not mean that I don't exist? There are people who have never seen me. There are people in this world who've never laid eyes on me, but that doesn't mean that I don't exist. Just because people have never seen me or any of that. And that's, guys, listen to me, that's one of the problems with abortion. Just because you've never seen the baby doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Amen. And this scripture says, I want you to listen to me carefully, because this scripture says, before I formed you in the womb, I want you to understand this. Before you were even in your mother's womb, God said, I had a purpose and I had a plan and I had a calling for your life. Do you believe that, church? He said, I had a plan and a purpose, and I knew you before I put you there in your mother's womb to be born at a certain time. God did not want any of you to live when the Apostle Paul was alive. He wanted you all to live right now in 2025. Amen. 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 Before you were born, he said, I sanctified you. That means I set you apart. I had a plan for you. I had a purpose for you. I had a time for you. I had an appointment for you on the day that you were going to be born, the plan for you to be brought into this world and enter this earth. He said that I set you apart. And he said, this is the person? I said, person? He said, I squeaked when I said it. I squeaked. Come on now. It's just one of these weeks, you know. But God said, this is the person. He said, this is the purpose. Come on, somebody. He said, this is the plan. And this is the calling that I am going to put you in the world. When I decide to put you in here, he said, you were with me before you were with your mother. Amen. Before you were in your mother's womb. Amen. Verse 5, before I formed you in the womb, he said, I knew you. Before you were born, he said, I sanctified you. I ordained you a prophet to the nations. Look at verse 6. Then I said, okay, here comes the excuses. Here comes the excuses. How many of y'all? Watch Jeremiah. Watch what he does. Here comes the excuses. He said, but Lord, behold, I can't even speak. I cannot even speak, for I am a youth. But the Lord said, Jamie, stop making excuses. That's what the Lord said. The Lord said, Jeremiah, don't say that. Come on. Jeremiah's making all kinds of excuses not to do what, man, I got to keep moving. Listen, he said, the Lord said, do not say I'm a youth. Let me tell you something. Be careful what you say. You hear me? Be careful what you say, church. Do not say, he said, for I am a youth, for you shall go. Can I tell you the assignment of God is going to send you places? Get ready. I said, get ready. The assignment of God is going to send you places. You understand that? You're going to go to places. Get ready. It's going to send you there. He said, for you shall go to all to whom I send you. He said, Jeremiah, you don't just go to people. I want you to understand this very carefully. He said, you don't just go to people. He said, I want you to go to the people that I'm sending you to. He said, you find the sent people. Find the ones that I've assigned you to. Not everybody needs me. Come on. Not everybody needs you. Not everybody needs me. Not everybody needs you. But there are people who need you, only you. There are people waiting for you to show up in their lives. You are a reward for somebody. You are someone's answered prayer. Amen. And he said, Jeremiah, I will send you to those people. Did you see him? He said, you go to the ones that I send you to. He said, I'm going to send you to those people, and whatever I command you, then you shall speak. Verse 8, do not be afraid of their faces. I understand that verse. I preach for a living. I look at your faces. We've talked about all this. Come on. If they're rolling their eyes, sucking their teeth, if you walk in somewhere and they can't stand you, you walk in somewhere, listen to me, and they can't stand you, don't be afraid of their faces. You walk right in and make your face stronger than their face. Don't be afraid of their faces. Turn to your neighbor and look at their face and tell them it's just a face. Turn to your neighbor and look at their face and tell them it's just a face. You go in there to people that can't stand you and you make your face stronger than their face. Amen? I'm going to preach in a minute. Y'all hang on. I'm getting ready. Y'all ready? Do not be afraid of their faces. Why? Why? Because I'm with you to deliver you. You don't be afraid of their faces. You know why? Because I'm with you. I put you here. Oh, come on, somebody. He said, don't be afraid of their faces. Why? Because I've put you here. I've put you here. For I am with you to deliver you, says the Lord. And I love this part right here, verse 9. Then the Lord put forth his hand and touched my mouth. We've talked about this the last couple of weeks. Your mouth. Some of y'all need to hear this because your mouth's crazy. Your mouth is going to play a major role in your assignment. Do you hear me? Your mouth is going to play a major role in your assignment. The thing that is going to initiate the plan of God in your life. Now watch me. The thing that is going to initiate the plan of God in your life is the words you speak. He touched my mouth, and then he said, I have put my words in your mouth. The thing that is going to initiate the plan of God in your life is your mouth. You've got to understand that. He said, I put my words, and then he said, I touched my mouth, and he said, I put my words in your mouth. Father, we thank you for your words. We thank you for the book of Jeremiah. God, in Jesus' name we pray, Lord, that you just have your way through this service, and everyone agreed and said, amen. We've spent the last couple weeks talking about how do we know what our assignment is? How do we know what our calling is? How do we know what the plan is that God has on our life? How do we find our purpose? Amen. How do we know what our purpose is for our lives? I love the scripture in the Old Testament. Watch this. It says, in Psalms 119, 98, it says that you, O Lord, through your commandments, watch this. He said, you, O Lord, through your commandments, go to Psalm 119 for me. He says, through you, O Lord, you, right here, through your commandments, You have made me wiser than my enemies. That through your word, listen to me, church. That through your word, you have instructed me and made me wiser than my enemies. Ladies and gentlemen, listen carefully. If you're taking notes, I want you to write this down. The word of God is the wisdom of God. I said the word of God is the wisdom of God. Amen. This book right here, church, you have got to understand that the word of God, he said, through your commandments, how do you get the commandments of God? It's not a trick question. Thank you. How do you get the commandments of God? Through your word, he said, you have made me wiser. Listen to what he said. Than all of my enemies. Through your word, you have made me wiser than all my enemies. And the wisdom of God can make you wiser than all your... Listen to me. Wisdom, the Bible says in Proverbs 4:7, wisdom is the principal thing. Look at it. Wisdom is the principal thing. It's critical. Wisdom is a critical thing. And what is wisdom? The word of God is the wisdom of God. It says that wisdom is the principal thing. Wisdom is critical. What is wisdom? The word of God is the wisdom of God. To ignore the word of God, to not read, to not study, to not apply this word of God is to ignore the wisdom of God. And the Bible says that wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. So to ignore this word, the word is what? The wisdom of God. Wisdom is what? The Bible says the principal thing. The word is wisdom. Wisdom is knowing what to focus on. Can I tell you that the word of God is the wisdom of God, and wisdom, listen to me, is the ability to recognize differences. It's the ability to recognize differences. It's the ability to recognize differences in people. It's the ability to recognize differences in opportunity. It's the ability to recognize differences in timing. Come on, somebody. Wisdom is knowing what to focus on and what to not focus on. Wisdom is to know what to focus on and what to ignore. And when we say things like, wow, man, it was really wise of me to not focus on that and to focus on this and to ignore that and to, come on, church, that's wisdom. When you have wisdom to know what to focus on and what to ignore, say amen. That's wisdom. Amen. That's wisdom. Wisdom is recognizing people who belong and people who don't. Wisdom is recognizing people who belong and people who don't. It's recognizing opportunity. How do you get the wisdom of God? How do you get the wisdom to discern the difference between right and wrong, this way or that way? How do you get the wisdom? The wisdom of God is what? The word of God, church. Come on, somebody. The wisdom of God is the word of God. And the purpose of wisdom is to know who you should honor. Write that down. That's one of our points. The purpose of wisdom is to know who you should honor. That's the purpose of wisdom. Amen. The purpose of wisdom is to know who you should honor. It's so important that when you get the wisdom of God, the fool has said in his heart that there is no God, therefore I will not honor God. So come on, somebody. The purpose is that when you get wisdom, the fool said in his heart, there is no God, so I don't have to honor God. Wisdom is the purpose to show you who you should honor. Amen. When you get in this book, come on. It will show you who you are to honor. Honor God. Can I tell you that? When you get in this book and it shows you and you honor the Lord, then you are already on your way to success. You're already on your way to success. The purpose of wisdom is to know who we should honor. Looks like we got her back up. Praise the Lord. Let's give it up for them. Come on. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. The purpose of wisdom is to know who we should honor. Every sin is a sin of dishonor. Watch this. Every sin is a sin of dishonor. David said in Psalm 51:4, against you and you only, he said, have I sinned. It's a sin of dishonor. He committed adultery with Bathsheba, but the first one he dishonored was God. Amen. I said the first one he dishonored was God, church. And listen to me, when you understand that if you fail, you can trace it back to a person that you decided to dishonor, or if you succeed, you can trace it back to a person that you decided to honor. Amen. If you're successful in life, you can always trace it back to someone you decided to honor. Wisdom is the ability to recognize who you should honor. Amen? This book right here is God's wisdom. It's God's wisdom. There's 800,000 words in the Bible. There's over 800,000 words in this Bible, 66 books. There's 27 in the New Testament, 39 in the Old Testament, and it is full. Come on, somebody. It's crammed full of God's wisdom. It's crammed full of the genius of God. This is God. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God and what? Thank you. Love going to church with scholars, Mr. Stuck. This is the wisdom of God. Do you understand that? It's amazing to me. It's amazing to me that this Bible is so crammed full of all the wisdom you need. Look at what it says in Psalms 119, 105. It says, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Your word is a lamp to my feet where I can clearly see where I'm standing, and it's a light to my path that it can light up exactly where I need to go. Come on, somebody. It is a light unto my feet. It is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path. Can I tell you, if I want God's plan for my life, I must know this word. Church, if I want God's plan for my life, I must know this word. I can't read your Bible for you. Amen. I must know this word. Anything you need, if you will study this book right here, find one topic and become an expert in this book on it. Find one topic and become an expert in this book right here on it. Just one. That's all you got to do. I promise you will rise. Amen. You will not be held back. You will rise. You will be prosperous. You will go to the top. God will make a way for you. Come on, say amen if you believe it. You get full of this book. It's the wisdom of God. If you're interested in business, study business in this book. Amen. Get notepads. Show me how you study the Word of God, and I'll show you how you'll be successful in business. I'm telling you. I'm telling you, the Word of God is so full. It's so full of so many amazing things. It will give you the discernment and the wisdom to know the difference between people. It will give you, listen, I want to tell you, there are people who feed into your life and people who feed off of your life. Say amen. There are people who feed into your life and feed off of your life, and you need the wisdom to know the difference. Amen. There are two kinds of people you're supposed to let in your life. There are people that you minister to and people that minister to you. There's two kinds of people that you let in your life. People that minister to you and people that, screens are still down, praise Jesus. Listen, people that minister to you and people that you minister to. Jesus did not give people the same quality of time. The truth is, you have to qualify people. You have to classify people who come into your life, and not everybody. Listen, and this is going to shock some of y'all. And it's almost going to sound unchristian. Huh? It's almost going to sound unchristian to some of you. But you just don't understand the wisdom of God's word. Right? Truth is, you have to classify people who come into your life. And there's only two classes. People you minister to and people that minister to you. Amen. There's only two classes. Jesus did not give people the same quality of time. He qualified people. When he saw Zacchaeus in the tree, something in him, something in Jesus said, I'm supposed to be with him, and he's supposed to be with me. Come down out of that tree, Zacchaeus. I want to go to your house. I'm going to spend time with you. He walked off. He left all the people. He went into Zacchaeus' house. He blessed him. He blessed his family. He prayed for them. He set them free. He was there all afternoon. He ate a meal with them. He blessed their entire family. He blessed them all. And then as Jesus is walking and he passed the Pharisees, he says, what's up, brood of vipers, and keeps on moving. Jesus did not give everybody in his life the same quality of time. You have to classify and qualify people in your life. He did not give everybody the same amount of time. Say amen. 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 He gave the Pharisees no time. Jesus told his disciples, go out two by two. And if you go to somebody's house and witness, I talked about it last week, and they don't treat you right and they don't celebrate you right, he said, do not cast your pearls before the swine. Listen to that. He said, do not cast your pearls before the swine. Was he calling people hogs? No, he wasn't calling people hogs. He was saying, don't cast your insights. Don't cast your revelations to people who ain't ready to receive it. Because there's some people, you got to understand, don't cast your pearls before the swine. There are people that are not going to receive from you. You have to qualify people in your life. He was saying, don't cast your insights to people who are not ready to receive what you have. I want you to understand me very carefully, because a man who's drowning will notice a life jacket. A man who's drowning will notice a life jacket floating around in the water. But everybody around him who's not drowning, they're swimming, having a good time, they won't even notice a life jacket. But you let the man who's in the water drowning, son, he sees that life jacket. He's, oh, there's a life jacket, I got it. Come on. To the ones who are drowning, this is your life jacket. You might think you're not drowning, you won't even ever notice it. Life jacket's floating all around you and you're just swimming, having a good old time. Y'all know I'm telling you the truth. You're not called to everybody. You understand that? You're not called to everybody. You have to qualify people. Not everybody is the same to you. Not everybody deserves your time. There are people who don't respect your time. There are people who you can minister to and people who can receive ministry from you, but there are other people who are not open to that, and they'll never receive anything that you have to say. Somebody wants to come up and they just want to argue and they just want to complain. Jesus, they just want to find fault. They just want to argue and complain with everything. They don't qualify. They don't qualify. They just want to come up and complain and come at you all the time. People take your time up unnecessarily. They drop by and be like, well, I had an hour to kill. I just wanted to come up and hang out. Well, you ain't going to have a double assassination today, because I don't have an hour to kill. Come on, man. Come on. Here's what I want to tell you, because if they don't respect your time, then they will not respect your wisdom. Amen. Jesus qualified people. You'll have people in your life that they don't respect your time. I sound like a mean preacher, don't I? Well, thank you. I'm trying. Well, I promise I'm not a mean preacher, okay? But here's the point. Here's the point. Qualify people who come into your life. If they don't value your time, they won't value your wisdom. Say amen. You know I'm telling you the truth. Let me keep moving. Can I tell you the word of God has all the answers? Your decision making, opportunities, timing, everything you want to know. This book has all the answers. You just got to get in it. Amen. This book has all the answers, right? The Word of God is the wisdom of God. And the wisdom of God is the applied knowledge of the Scriptures in your life, right? The Bible says in Joshua 1:8, I want you to listen to this. It says, this book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate in it day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that is written in it. And then listen to what he says. Watch this. You will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. Notice, God doesn't make you prosperous. Okay, God doesn't make you prosperous. I want you to notice that. When you get into this book, I want you to listen to me very carefully. When you get into this book and you meditate in it, you make your way prosperous. Come on, church. That's what he said. He said, you make your way prosperous, right? God doesn't give you good success. When you get into this book, you, everybody say you, come on. You will make your way prosperous. You will find good success. Or I wish God would bless me. We'll get in the book. Amen. I wish God would bless me. I wish God would do that. Well, get into the book. Get into the wisdom of God. The word is what? The word is the wisdom of God, church, and you'll make your way prosperous and you'll have good success if you'll get in the book. That's what it says. If you'll just get in the book, you'll make your way prosperous and have good success. Watch this. You don't have a prosperous marriage? God says, I've given you a way. You don't have a prosperous marriage? God says, I've given you a way. I'm not just going to fix your marriage. I'm going to let you get in the book and learn how to love your wife, learn how to love your husband, become an expert in forgiveness, find scripture, every scripture that you can on marriage and read it. And guess what? God will give you the way to a prosperous, healthy marriage. It's right here in the book. It's right in the book. That's how God does it. That's how God does it. God bless me. God do this for me. He said, read the book. If you read the book, you'll make your way prosperous. Is that not what it said? Look at Psalms 1:1-3. He says, if you meditate on the word day and night, watch what David said. He said this, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly. He's qualifying people. Do you see that? He's qualifying people. Oh, it ain't up there. My bad. Listen. He said, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and he meditates on it day and night. Watch this. That man shall be like a tree planted by rivers of water. He will bring forth fruit, and he will prosper in whatever he does. He will prosper. Psalms 112 talks about if you love the word of God, wealth and riches will be in your house. If you become an expert in the word of God, if you get the wisdom and the word of God, the word will begin to elevate every aspect of your life. Amen. Get in this book. And the Bible says, everybody say the Bible says. Come on, that's one of the greatest three words. And the Bible says, hallelujah. The Bible says that wealth and riches will be in your house. Praise God. Look at Psalm 119, verse 130. Never mind, don't look at it. I forgot. It says that the word of God, watch this. It says that the entrance of your words gives light. It gives wisdom. That the entrance of your words gives light. It gives wisdom. It gives direction. It gives insight. Amen. That at the entrance, he said, just at the entrance of your word, it gives light, it gives insight. Can I tell you there's a magnetism to it? Do you understand that? That there is a magnetism to this book? Amen. That's how you know it's more than just a book. That's how you know it's the word of God. It has a magnetism to it. Pull it out. Try it. I'm challenging you. Pull your Bible out in public. Start reading it. There ain't nobody going to pay no attention to what everybody's doing next to you. Whatever. Pull your Bible out and everybody's like, whew. He's got his Bible out in a public place. So you know there's a magnetism to it. It draws people to it. It's how you know that it's the word of God. I promise you, you go and pull out an encyclopedia and ain't nobody going to say a word to you or look at you. But when you go to school, you pull this book out right here and you tell me if everybody in the school ain't. Try it. Try it. You want some new friends? You want some attention at school? Pull this book out. Come on, youngins. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. You pull out an encyclopedia, ain't nobody even going to look at you. You pull this book out, everybody's like, phew. There's a magnetism to it. I am. There's a magnetism to it. It's real. It's the word of God. It's alive. It's active. It's sharper than any two-edged sword, what the book says. Pull your Bible out in a public place. Hear me? Try it. I'm just challenging you. Pull it out. That's how you know it's the word of God. No human being would have ever set the standard so high. Amen? No human being would have ever put the standard so high, but God said, this is my standard. This is my standard right here. God said, this is my standard, church. And he put it in his book. He put it in his book. It takes 56 hours. If you're a normal, average reader, it takes 56 hours to read this book cover to cover. If you're Tara, you can do it in 40. It's weird. It takes 56 hours to read this book, cover to cover. If you read 40 chapters, you can read it in a month. If you read 40 chapters a day, come on, church. If you read 40 chapters a day, you can read this book in a month. Amen. You can read it through. The book of Proverbs has 31 chapters. It's the wisdom of God. Amen. Proverbs is wisdom from God to man. The Psalms is from man to God. Amen. Come on. Proverbs has 31 chapters. It's the wisdom of God, and you need the wisdom of God in your life. He says, I want you to have a chapter every day of every month of my wisdom. And if you get the wisdom of God, then you can make wise choices and you know who to honor. The truth. You get the wisdom of God, then you can make wise choices and you know who you should honor. And I'm saying to you today, if you can find one subject, become an expert on it in the Word of God. Amen. It's a book about angels and demons. It's a book about, here, I just wrote a few things down. It's a book about forgiveness, family, marriage, sacrifice, worship, dedication, time management, success, business, the rapture, Israel, prophecy, healing, the cross, the Holy Spirit, goal setting, finances. Come on, somebody. It's all in the book. You get this word in you. You get the word of God in you. And when somebody brings up a topic, your spirit knows what to say. And it has Bible verses and Bible stories that you can tell them. And you know how to talk with them because you're full of this word. And the spirit will bring things up that you need to tell somebody. Because you're full of the word. Say amen. You're full of the word. You know this word. The word will bless you. Dusty Bibles lead to dirty lives. Dusty Bibles lead to dirty lives. Amen. When you let it sit there all week long and you never crack it open, but you keep making crazy choices. You keep making bad choices. You say, I wish God would prosper me. God said, I told you, if you get in this and meditate on this all day long, you will prosper yourself. He said, well, I want God to do something. I just keep making bad choices, and I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. Get in the book! Get in the book! Come on, church. Get in the book. Hallelujah. He said, you will have good success. So it's all on you. He said, if you get in this book, you will make yourself prosperous. He said, if you get in this book, you will have good success. It's all on you. God bless me. God, no, he's on you. Y'all get that? Does this make sense? Come on. It's all on you. You got time for Facebook. You better get your face out of Facebook and get in this book. You're like, well, I ain't got time. Ain't got time. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Turn to somebody and say, he's on one today. Come on, church. Become an expert. Become an expert in one topic, in one book. Become an expert at it. You know, there's a difference between the person of Jesus and the principles of Jesus. But you listen to me. There's a difference between the person of Jesus and the principles of Jesus. You can know the person of Jesus and never know the principles of Jesus. And you can go to heaven, but you can have a miserable life here on earth when you don't know the principles of Jesus. You hear me? Just because you know the person of Jesus and you're saved does not mean that you're going to have a victorious life and a happy marriage and everything here on this earth, because you know the person of Jesus, but you don't know the principles of Jesus, and you don't read this book, and you don't get in this life. You don't know how to run a business successfully. You don't know how to have a happy marriage. The principles of a success are in this book, and it's not just enough to know the person of Jesus. That's why you're so blessed to be here this morning, because you need more than just a person of salvation. You need to get into this book. You need to have a happy life. You need to have a happy marriage. You can know the person of Jesus and go to heaven and not know the principles of Jesus and have a miserable life. Say amen. Does that make sense? Sorry. I love you. Say it. Don't spray it, Pastor. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm working hard up here. Come on. Come on. You can know the person of Jesus and not know the principles of Jesus. You hear me? You can know the Son of God and not know the systems of God. You can know Christ and not know his customs. You can have an experience with God but not have the expertise of God. Church, listen to me. And you can be saved and you can fail at everything in your life. You can be saved and fail at all of your relationships, all of your jobs, all your business. You'll never have no money. Everything. You can be saved and fail at every aspect of your life because you don't know this book. Amen. Amen. The Word of God is the wisdom of God. Everything. You don't just have to have a saved heart. You have to have a renewed mind. Amen. See, a lot of people have given their heart to Jesus, but their mind's still unrenewed. Romans 12:2. If we have them up or not. Romans 12:2 says, do not be conformed to this world. Come on. Romans 12:2. Do not be conformed to this world, but get a new way of thinking. Have the renewing of your mind. Amen. You have to have the renewing of your mind. Both are necessary. Listen, I want to heart Christians. I'm going to call them Christians. I'm going to call them heart Christians because they're all about feelings. They're heart Christians. They're all about feelings. They worship the Lord. But they ain't much on studying the Word. Right? You got heart Christians coming here. They worship. Boy, they'll work themselves all up in a lather. They'll sweat and they'll go out. Come on. Ooh, they'll do this and do this. And then they'll go out in the parking lot. Won't even know what they was shouting for. Come on, somebody. They'll go out there in the parking lot. And I'm just telling you, they'll go out there in the parking lot and they won't even know what they're shouting about. They're just into feelings. They're just into feelings. And they're just, and then there's the other people. Don't worry, I'm coming your way. If that's... And there's other people who's all about the mind. If you think about it, there's people all about the mind. They're mind people. They don't want to worship and praise. They're usually really, really smart mind people. They're not into much of worship. They're saying. And you got the heart people over here like, ah! You got the mind people. They're not really much, because it's all about up here, right? It's all about up here, but I tell you, if you can ever get the heart worshiping and you ever get the mind studying the Word of God together, that combination is something that the devil can't even touch. Boy, if you get a heart Christian and a mind Christian that can go together, that knows the Word, that can worship Jesus, boy, the devil can't touch you, son. The devil can't touch you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you have the humility to worship, but you have the mind of God, you have the wisdom of God. Whew. Boy, you are forced to be reckoned with. You are a threat to the enemy in your life. Both are necessary. Heart and mind, both are necessary. I got to go. The person and the principles. Watch this. Worship and study the Word of God. You will never wake up with a God knowledge. I said, you will never wake up with a God knowledge. You're never going to wake up one morning and just know the book of Romans. Amen. You're never going to wake up one morning and just be like, oh, thank you, Jesus. I know all about Romans now. You got to read this word. Amen. You're not going to wake up with a God knowledge. It's not going to happen. You can love God all you want. You can worship him for hours and hours, and you will still have no knowledge. And he said, my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. Are y'all getting anything out of this morning? He said, and my people are destroyed by lack of knowledge. Pursue the knowledge of the Word of God. Control and manage your thought life. What you picture in your mind will happen in time. What you picture in your mind will happen in time. Garbage in, garbage out. Gospel in, gospel out. You can't make withdrawals if you don't make deposits. You cannot make a withdrawal out of your spiritual bank if you don't make deposits. Come on, church. Gospel in, gospel out. If you make deposits in your mind bank, you can make withdrawals from the wisdom of God when you need it. You're either a container of treasure or a container of trash. You're either a container of treasure or you're a container of trash. You're either putting treasure in or you're putting porn in. Or you're putting some rapper in that's out there cussing, oh, blankety, blank, 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 and oh, blankety, blank, do that stuff. Come on. Then you go out in the parking lot, somebody cuts you off, roll the window, blankety, blank, 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 and it'll be like, man, where did that come from? Garbage in, garbage out. Garbage in, garbage out. Come on, church, y'all act like you don't know what I'm talking about. Garbage in, garbage out. That's what happens. You put it in, it's going to come out. You put truth in, it's going to come out. You put love in, it's going to come out. You put victory in, it's going to come out. Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You put victory in, it's going to come out. Thank you, Jesus. Take a praise break right now. I'm going to keep preaching for a couple more minutes. Come on, shout right now. Let's go. Thank you. Go on, dude. Thank you, Jesus. I'm almost done. Y'all know I'm preaching the truth. I'm preaching the truth to you this morning. I want you to understand the power of creative words. This is the key. You got to talk right. You got to talk right. This is not some power of suggestion, church. I want you to listen to me. You got to talk right. This is not the power of suggestion. This is God's word. Proverbs 18:21. It says death and life. This is not just some power of suggestion and name it and claim it time of. This is God's word. You got to talk right. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and he who loves it will eat his fruit. What that verse is saying is what Joel 3:10 says, let the weak say, I am strong. James 3 says that your tongue is like a rudder on a ship. Come on. And the ship of your success is determined by how you talk. Amen. The ship of your success is determined by how you talk. Your boat is going to go in the direction that you speak. Amen. Understand the power of your spoken words. Speak what you expect, not what you're experiencing. Understand the power of spoken words. Speak what you expect, not what you're experiencing. Talk about two things. I want you to talk about what God has done and talk about the blessings that are on the way in your life, even as you sit here today. That's what you talk about. Talk about two things. Begin to praise God for those things. Listen, God says in Isaiah 57:19, he says that I create the fruit of your lips. I create the fruit of your lips, the fashion. That means that whatever your lips say, that God starts to fashion and form and mold, and he creates the fruit of your lips. Come on, somebody. Here's a big one. Stop complaining. Stop complaining. Turn to somebody and say, you look like the cover girl for the Book of Lamentations. Come on. Stop complaining. Stop complaining about everything. Stop complaining. Turn your neighbor and tell them, I hope you're not a negaholic. Stop being so negative. Stop being so negative. Tell your neighbor, I hope you're not a negaholic. Come on. Here's a big one. I'm almost done. Y'all getting anything out of this? Come on. I'm enjoying this morning. It's almost like therapy. It's kind of like, I'm enjoying this. Here's a big one. Faith comes when you hear God talk. Faith comes when you hear God talk. Do you know that faith is courage? Do you know that? Faith is courage. And faith comes when you hear God talk. That's why it's so important to read this book. That's why it's so important. And if you don't understand it, just read it. Just keep reading it. Just pass through all the stuff you don't understand. Just keep reading it. But I promise you, if you'll keep reading it, somewhere in there, if you'll keep reading this book will read you. Come on, somebody. If you'll just keep reading it, read the book, and out of nowhere there will come a verse, and it'll jump out of all the verses. It'll be like so-and-so begat so-and-so, and so-and-so begat so-and-so, and so-and-so begat so-and-so. No weapon formed against you will prosper. And you'll be like, whoa. And then you just keep on reading. Just keep on reading. Come on. Just keep on reading. Just keep on reading. Amen. If you'll read this book, It will fill you, listen to me, with the wisdom of God. Amen. This book will fill you with the wisdom of God, but you got to have time. You got to have a place. I don't want any interruptions. I don't care if it's, I'm going to read this book. Just start 15, 20 minutes a day. Amen. Just read the book. And if you'll give God the next 30 days, and if you'll read this Bible for about 20 minutes a day, amen, just for the next 30 days, read this Bible for about 20 minutes a day, read a proverb a day, get into the book, read a psalm, read through systematically through one of the books of the Bible, I promise you in 30 days your life will change. Amen. I promise you. I promise you. Get into the book. Get into the book. I promise you your life will change. Everything will happen. In 30 days, you'll start to see some amazing revolutions take place in your life. Amen. Amen? You see them in your family, in your attitude, in your outlook. Come on. It'll change everything. It's that simple. It's that simple. Guys, it is the wisdom of God. It will change everything in your life. Here's another one. One of the keys to finding your plan and your purpose in God is establish and maintain godly friendships. Come on, y'all, hold tight with me. I need 5 more minutes. Come on. Don't lose your friendships. Don't let pride and anger cause you to destroy good friendships. Nurture and maintain your friendships, church. It's very important. So important. Call somebody. Reach out to them. Maintain your friendships. Amen? Amen. Here's one. Deuteronomy 8:18 says this. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he, watch this, who gives you the power to get wealth. It did not say that God gives you wealth. He said, I will give you the how-to. Come on, somebody. He said, I'll give you the how-to. It's right here. I am the Lord God who has the power to give you wealth. He gives you the power to get wealth. It didn't say that God gives you wealth. He said, I will give you the how-to to get wealth. I will give you the power to get wealth. Well, what's the power? It's the how-to. It's the wisdom of God. Amen. Amen. It's the wisdom of God. It's the wisdom of God. I'll give it to you. It's right here. All you got to do is read the book. Amen. I'm not going to give you wealth. He said, I'm going to give you the how-to to get wealth. Think about it. I'm not going to give you wealth, but I'm going to give you the how-to to get wealth that he may establish his covenant. Watch this. That he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers on this day, that you tie your wealth and your resources to the plan and the purpose that God has for your life. Amen. That he may establish his covenant. See, he said, I'm going to give you the power to get wealth, and then you're going to tie all that because you didn't do it anyway. He did it. Notice what he says, though. It's he who gives you the power. God says, I'm not going to give you a fish. I'm going to teach you how to fish. Amen. See, there's two kinds of people God won't bless. He won't bless lazy people and he won't bless stingy people. He won't bless lazy people and he don't bless stingy people. Amen? And he said, I'm going to give you the power. I'm not going to give you the wealth. I'm going to give you the power. Now you have to apply yourself. That's why he can't bless lazy people. Come on. I'm going to give you the power. Now you got to go out and apply yourself. Say amen, church. Amen. There's two things we all want more of. Everybody wants more sex and more money. But we don't want to talk about neither one of them in church. You can hardly even catch your breath because I said the word in church. Everybody wants more sex and more money and nobody wants to talk about them in church. Newsflash, that's how you got here. That's how you got here. That's how you got here. Amen. It is God who gives you the how-to. Wow. You hear me? It is God who gives you the how-to. And when you understand that he has a plan to prosper me. He has a plan that my life would be full, that I would have life and have life more abundantly. He wants to take me places. He wants me to be amazed at where I'm at. He wants to lead me into a certain people. And it's all dependent not upon God. I wish God would do something for me. No, he said, I already have. I've given you. Read the book.
it's all dependent on God. No, it's not. He said, I've already told you.
You wouldn't take the time to get in the book, though. You didn't take the time to get in the book. I don't know what you think's more important. I don't know what you think's more important. You'll remember when Jamie was preaching to you on August the 3rd one day. You're going to be like, man, he did. I got to get in the book. What do you think's more important in your life? What do you think's more important? You know, I'm preaching this morning that God gives you the power. God gives you the mentality. He said in Isaiah 48, 17, I am the Lord your God who teaches you how to profit. I'm almost done. Will you please let them know I'm almost done? Hang tight with me. He said, I am the Lord your God who teaches you. He gives you the mentality. Do you understand that? How to profit. I am the Lord your God who teaches you. Isn't that a beautiful verse? He teaches you. I'm not going to give you profit. I'm not going to give you profit. I'm going to teach you how. In my word, if you'll take the time to invest the right seeds into your life, if you'll get into this book and you'll take the time to invest the right seeds into your life, God said, I will teach you how to be profitable. I will teach you right here in this word. Amen. I'm almost done. I want you to think about this real quick. There's a mentality to being blessed. Watch. Money goes where money is. Money goes where money is. Success goes where success is. Jesus was teaching a lesson one time in Matthew 25. And he said there was a guy who had money, and he didn't do anything with it. And there was a guy who has some money, and he invested it, and he doubled it and made a lot of money on it. And Jesus, this is God's son. And Jesus, he said in Matthew 25, 28, he said, I want you to take from the guy who did nothing. And he needs it real bad. He needs it real bad. He broke. He's struggling. Jesus said, I want you to take from the guy who did nothing and go give it to the guy who's got plenty. Amen. Money goes where money is. You got to understand that. That's a principle in this book. You hear me? He said, I want you to go and give it to the man who has plenty. It's a principle. Money follows money. Success follows success. When Solomon was the wealthiest man in the world, the Bible says that the Queen of Sheba came to see him. And after she saw all that he had done, the Bible says it took her breath away. And after she had saw his whole splendor and everything, she done something really, really, really strange. She went and got 120,000 talents of gold. And the man who needed at least... Solomon was the wealthiest man in the world. She went and took 120,000 talents of gold and gave it to the man who needed it the least. Money follows money. What I'm saying to you today is so powerful. This is what I'm done. I'm all done. Dustin, I'm all done. What I'm saying to you today is so powerful. Amen? That once you get the word of God, and you get the wisdom of God in you, it enables you to make wise decisions. Once you get the word and the wisdom, it enables you to make wise decisions. It teaches you who to honor. Amen? Y'all receive this word this morning? Come on. Come on, y'all receive this word this morning. Stand to your feet for me. I'm all done. Stand to your feet for me this morning.